But now is the time for some meditation, to slow down, become peaceful and calm, which is I need as much as anybody else. Had a very busy day. So please get yourself lovely and comfortable. And as you see, we do have some air conditioners here, so if you're too hot, please let me know and I'll turn on the aircon and make you nice and cold. Now, it's also a reverse cycle, but they've only just been put in. I don't think they're working yet. So here we go. So close your eyes and we settle our body first of all. Your body, my body, we have to rush around sometimes. Can't give it the attention it deserves, but now I grant it my full attention. Just my body and I. Sometimes we haven't met each other all day. So now, how are you going, body? And if my body is aching or tight, tense anywhere, I don't just look at it and say, may you be happy and well. I do something. I move my bottom. I scratch my nose. I move my back. And every time I move, I keep my awareness, my mindfulness, which can check that I'm getting more and more comfortable. Mindfulness is much like this overseer who makes sure that things are going in the correct direction. Because I know in meditation I have to get my body very relaxed if I'm going to get peaceful in my mind. Still be aware of your body. Especially, as I say every week, parts inside your body. Any places of tension or pain. Just focus on them. In other words, be aware as possible, as much as you possibly can, of a place of irritation or pain. And once you've established that awareness, then you can be kind to it. You can actually relax tight places inside your body. And just that relaxing of the muscles, the tendons, whatever it is, helps with healing. The pain lessens, the irritation eases. And the whole thing gets healthier. This tightness in the body causes so much pain and stops the healing, stops the flow of body energies. So So relax to the max. With your eyes closed, you can focus on how the body feels. With a little bit of training, a bit of persistence, you find you can relax, and it feels beautiful. Learning this little relaxation is helpful if ever you can't go to sleep at night. Any insomnia is, well, many times due to a tense body which is not relaxed enough to go to sleep. Learning a bit of mindfulness and kindness, what I call kindfulness, relaxes everything so much. Once the body is relaxed, enjoy it. Don't try and be doing anything. Enjoy a peaceful, calm body. Sometimes we don't spend enough time enjoying where we've got. Always trying to get on to something more. Just enjoy this. Go of the body and focus on what you're doing in your mental world. Doesn't matter how much business which is unresolved. Remember the beautiful saying of that great monk Buddhadasa, who said, "What's done is finished." So all the past stuff which you will have to attend to later is finished for now. Grant yourself peace. You don't need to think out the problems. In fact, rest. Peace is more important for you right now. So let the past go. And as for the future, being here now, resting, making peace, is the best preparation you can ever do for your future. if you're clear and peaceful, whatever decisions you make after the meditation will be good ones. So this half an hour is an investment for the future problem solving and managing. This is convincing you, you don't need to linger in the past. It's counterproductive to rush off into the future. Just be here. Be in life as it is happening. A human being, not a human going. And as you stop, you may feel a bit bored at first. You haven't got so many important things to do. But stay in this moment. Let the moment establish. It's like planting a seed. It takes a time for it to grow into a beautiful tree. Stay with the present moment. And it grows into this gorgeous, shady tree of now. If you stay in the present moment, just relax. Don't hold it tight. There's something inside of you which keeps giving orders, which drives the mind this way, makes choices. See if you can calm that chooser, that doer, that driver inside of you. Calm that down until you just freewheel. Going nowhere, doing nothing, just being. And don't choose how you feel. Just open the door of your heart to how you feel. Let it be. Whatever I'm feeling now, good, bad, I open the door of my heart to it. Without distinction, discrimination. Without judgment, I am. Just note, just this. And feel yourself relaxing. cannot aim for stillness or peace. The very aiming for something destroys stillness. It agitates the mind. So no aim, no goal. Just be with this. And get to know life in the present moment.
If you want.
Just let it be. So all part of the present moment. Make peace. Be kind. Be gentle with it. Letting this moment be. I was going to say, if you want to start watching your breathing, just know the breath as it happens in this moment, bringing oxygen and life into your body. And oxygen comes from all that is green in the world. As you breathe out carbon dioxide, that is your gift to the trees and the bushes and the grasses. Your breath connects you with nature. Breathing in the moment, breathing out now. Breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. very close at the end of the meditation. How relaxed are you? How much peace of mind can you feel? This is peace of mind. It can only be found in the present moment. You never find peace of mind by settling all your problems. You find it by putting your problems aside. Finding peace. Peace of mind in the middle of much turmoil by going into the present moment. Letting things be for a while. Relaxing. And opening the door of your heart to every moment. Just being and finding peace of mind. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the last time, then open your eyes to emerge from the meditation. To the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong. Yeah.